Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Episode 3 of Uruguay, reading through the Wikipedia article about it. So, realising it was a wannabe sort of Spanish-influenced state of Brazil. Brazil didn't want to have a state system, so it declared itself independent. So it's a rather a flat country, and it's got the third most southerly capital in the world. And I didn't realise this, that Australia and Wellington are the most southerly capitals in the world. Buenos Aires is a little bit up from Montevideo, which is its capital. And it's largely, they're killed off all, well, firstly the Indian natives there were refugees, so weren't a major population. Then they were killed off, and then they've been replaced by largely Italian, it's sort of a European enclave in Brazil. So they had a Portuguese origin, Spanish origin, essentially... But sort of a classic banana republic with, you know, centuries of different political parties, the land party, the mercantile parties fighting against each other with the military dictatorship. It's sort of just hard to understand. And the American CIA, they're killing leftist people, the leftist people coming in and making it an ideal state. So it's the most successful in South America. It's sort of, aching to think about. Okay, so we're going to, into this. I think we've done the literature. Yeah, I think we've done the literature, the open veins of Latin America. Media. Reporters Without Borders, a worldwide press freedom index, ranked Uruguay the 19th out of 180 reported countries. Freedom of speech and media is guaranteed by constitution, with qualifications for inciting violence or insulting the nation. Uruguayans have access to more than 100 private daily, weekly newspaper. I remember that one. I remember reading through this saying, my God, because Australia doesn't have anywhere close to that number of papers. Yeah, so they've got politically based papers, which is sort of like what people tend to do. They tend to, you know, they sort of have a quality system which means that they don't read papers against what it is. Football is the most popular sport in Uruguay. The first international match outside the Brazil was played between Uruguay and Argentina in Montevideo in 1902. Uruguay won gold in the 24 Paris Olympics, and again in the 2008 Olympic Games, so that would have been pretty amazing. Uruguay national football team won the FIFA World Cup on two occasions. Uruguay won by the inaugural tournament on home soil in 1930 and again in 1950, famously defeating home favourites Brazil in the final match. Uruguay has won the Copa America International Tournament of South American Nations and Guests more than any other country. Their victory in 2011, making a total of 15 Copa Americas won by Uruguay, has a far the smallest of population of any country and has won the World Cup. Despite their early success, they missed three World Cups in four attempts between 1994 and 2006. Uruguay performed very credibly in the 2010 World Cup, having reached... I remember we had one Uruguay... one Uruguay football player, and she was just far better than any of our other... on my daughter's team. They were just absolutely fantastic. So, you know, just this big question about it. Diego Florian was presented with the Golden Ball Award as the best player of the tournament. Okay, we'll leave a bit of football. Uruguay has exported 414 football players during the 2000s. Most, almost as many players as Brazil and Argentina. Well, there you go. Football was taken to Uruguay by English sailors and labourers in the late 19th century. Less successfully, they introduced rugby and cricket. There are two Montevideo-based football clubs, National Peril, who are successful domestic, and South American tournaments have won three intercontinental cups each. Well, there you go. Besides football, the most popular sport in Uruguay is basketball. The national team has qualified for the Basketball World Cup 7 times, more often than other countries in South America, except Brazil and Argentina. Uruguay hosted the official Basketball World Cup in 67 FIBA Cup, World Championship, the official American Basketball Championship in 88, in 97 and 97, and is host to the 2017 FIBA American Cup. America. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.